is too late. We've got to go. This is enough. But we'll get this out of the way before we go. Entertainment Drill is brought to you by our friends at Prestige Billiards and Game Rooms. Pool tables, arcade games, and game room packages. Don't break the bank, break your balls. PrestigeBilliardsAZ.com. And when we talked about Hitler Chunk Boy cloned in a box, Kevin from Prestige offered to make that a little youth Hitler game room. So he'd give him a pool table, stuff to do. So when you tour the Hitler clone around, he's playing pool and video games.
Oh,
and
well, like that. That's
nice. Keep him entertained. I thought that was really nice of Kevin to say, look, you know, the debate being, is it right morally to clone Hitler from the chunks that Russia saved and then tour him around as he grew up? It isn't, but you know what? Politically, giving him stuff to do, I think everybody's for that.
Yeah.
No matter which side you stand on, it's amoral.
His life won't be completely miserable.
That'd be great. It's the Hitler game room. Games with Hitler. It's fun right there.
I mean, is he really Hitler, though?
He is. But is he? That's the fun of the whole exhibit. And they got like Nazi helmets and all sorts of stuff. And then the last room, some kid that got cloned off of Hitler chunks playing pool in a box. I'm spending money on that.
The future looks great.
Yeah, doesn't it? This cloning thing. Great. More people. That's what the planet needs. Brady, please, for God's sakes, entertain me.
Hugh Grant is marrying his 39-year-old girlfriend. They've been together for 6 years. She's the mother of three of his five children. He's 57.
At a certain point, mentioning her age is not even a factor. 39's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like 57-year-old
Anna
guys.
Eberstein is her name. She's Swedish.
And he's been with her for a decade, at least.
6 years.
Still, close enough. Long time. They act like this is some sort of scandal because she was younger than him, but she's 39.
Everyone that has seen Deadpool 2 has talked about the quick cameo by Brad Pitt.
Right.
He did it because his kids love.
Like the Deadpool.
Yeah.
All of them? From Maddox on down?
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Like, how deep does it go?
Each refugee Pitt loved Deadpool so much that daddy did it for free.
Well, almost. He took the
minimum
SAG rate. Yeah, which was like $935, I think, or $933.
Is that what it used to be, or is what it is now?
That's what it is now.
Oh, wow. Like it used to be $1,200 just to have your face on a talk show. I don't know, movies might be different.
No speaking, whatever the gauge.
It's like, it's quick.
Yeah, it's real fast. That's what I read. Very fast. Matt Damon's also in it, but people have trouble spotting him.
Jake Gyllenhaal is in talks to join the next Spider-Man movie as Mysterio, the villain Mysterio. And Michael Keaton is coming back as the Vulture.
Cool. Birdman.
He was pretty good in that. Pete Davidson from SNL is casually dating Ariana Grande.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to last.
Yeah. I don't get the Pete Davidson thing.
Barack and Michelle Obama have signed a multi-year deal to create content for Netflix.
We're bringing back Family Matters.
Yeah, they haven't really described what it is about.
Me and Michelle and our troublesome neighbor Urkel, who comes over every once in a while and just stirs up the pot, the hornet's nest, and then we, in 30 minutes, solve the problems.
They're doing a spouse swap.
He's doing a wife swap with Bill. I'd love to see that dark chocolate brown sugar coming into my house, and you can have my saw mask, bitch wife.
I think Bill would be all for that, wouldn't he?
Let's swap wives, Brack. I'll take your daughter. Okay, but that's not how it works. I'll take your daughters, too. Send them all over.
Halle Berry is joining Keanu Reeves in John Wick 3.
How many times can he get pissed off and kill people?
Yeah. I love the Wick movies, though.
Yeah,
surprisingly, great movies. The first one's really good. Second one was
the poor guy just can't stay retired.
Yeah. No, he's trying so hard.
They just keep dragging him back in.
That's part of our Netflix deal. It's the retirement home with John Wick.
And if you get a chance to check
just keep
out
sucking him back in like Fredo.
The Kendrick Lamar deal. He was in concert. And he brought a white woman on stage to rap Mad City. It's full of N-words.
Mad City is an N-word-laden masterpiece by Kendrick Lamar. People love it. White women been singing it in their ex-terras driving around in cities. Loving every second of it. So drug a white woman on stage.
She laid him down on the mic live and then she knew got mood.
Top to bottom and she started to, you know, you mom, I love you. You got it. He's not. And then the whole crowd starts booing. Kendrick stops the song, says, you can't do that. Like, you drug me on stage. And he goes, you can't. She goes, was I saying the thing? Like, yeah. So I was just singing along. You can't sing that word. He gets upset. The crowd boos and goes, we'll give her another chance.
What she did tries, he think she was going to do?
Skip it.
You, ma. Yeah.
Yeah. So now the suggestion that is that there's a white show for Kendrick Lamar and then the After Hours Black show. Well, you can say that one all day long, but white people go into these shows. You can't say the N-word. Don't do it. Why would you spend money on it? That's just a quick way to get ridiculed. It's a setup. Why did he take her on stage? I mean, people should be upset at Kendrick Lamar.
I think she was a plant.
Why? Why well, would anyone
get him in the news?
Yeah. I mean, it's great in the news. He doesn't need the help. I mean, the shows sell out. He's killing it. Kendrick Lamar is destroying the world.
He needs the help.
I know, but it's great. But I mean, I don't think you would go that route. He looks bad too. This doesn't favor him. I mean, if you're
not to black people, he doesn't.
No, to black people, but the audience that buys is white. I mean, black people are 10% of the population. So,
it's been that formula for a while.
But it doesn't make anyone look good. I could see it if you're like, oh, man, Kendrick Lamar saved the day. And it's like, that seems planted. Both sides look terrible here. This is a PR disaster. Nobody's like, wow, we really got away with one there. Yeah, you can talk about them. But, I mean, it alienates a certain group of people that would have been fans.
And this debate has raged on since the 90s when
gangsta
rap started.
With the N-words.
Yeah.
But you don't drag a white girl on stage and say, sing it, and then stop and go. It's not even good for the concert.
I would venture to say most rappers wouldn't give a crap as long as they're buying their albums.
Yeah, you bought a ticket to the show. The crowd turned on her. But it does start a little fire there that, like, next time, if there's a group of people that see a white girl singing it too loud in the crowd, not even on the stage, and I'm like, you better shut up. I don't want to hear you say that anymore. Because now they've been empowered by Kendrick Lamar to say, you're not allowed to sing that. You know? There's nothing good about this. No Atlantic Records. Nobody's going to be like, yeah, do that more. Make it a contentious race battle in your crowds. That's a great idea for us when we try to promote this album of yours.
It all changes, like Eric says, when the sales start to slump in the record.
Oh, yeah. But I could see that, but this is not helping. Look, plants are constant. Everything's fake. But this one is like, nobody thinks this is a good idea. You don't want to be the guy that said, yeah, I told white women they can't say the N-word at my shows. You get one lunatic in the audience starts beating the tar to some white girls trying to sing along. It's a bad idea, that's all. Nothing about that is smart.
Paul Simon performed in Portland on Saturday night.
He did it too.
He forgot.
Same song. He started saying the N-word.
He forgot
like
the
crazy
words and he filled it in with the N-words.
Yep. This is the sound of...
The song he forgot the words to was
Paul.
The Cool River.
Yeah.
So he said, he apologized to the crowd and says, you know what? I'm going to punish myself. I'm going to sing a Simon and Garfunkel song that I absolutely hate.
Kodachrome?
It surprised me. What but it? I could say,
don't take my Kodachrome away. Yeah.
The 59th Street Bridge song.
Oh, yeah. It's toughy.
Feeling groovy.
Yeah. Nobody's feeling that.
Yeah. I don't know any of that stuff you just said.
Kodachrome's great. Mama, don't take my Kodachrome away. I don't even know what I was singing about a camera. Specific brand.
He hated the Kodak
he
family.
Did.
The Browns are... Yeah.
Well, Linda McCartney ended up being she was the big star
Eastman,
of that.
The Eastman family.
You guys are like speaking Japanese right now.
No, you just don't know Paul Simon. Paul
Simon. I guess I don't go deep enough.
Massive legend.
I know the one with Chevy Chase.
Yep. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Oom-bop. And then that one time when they tried to do that, you know, Sound of Silence and stuff. You can call me. Not in front of these guys, you can't.
I've never heard Kodachrome, though.
Kodachrome, you have heard.
Have I?
It's been in several movies. Oh, you're
going to do a little jig.
No, don't do that. Not in front of Lady Blacksmith Mambozo. Just listen to me. That's not a lyric, Brady. You just said it for no reason. We're done. Larry McFeely, look at him looking around the room for acceptance. Please. Please laugh, someone.
JG in the please, house, Johnny everybody. Like good Johnny to see like you. Hey, try the veal.
There's my audience right there. Just play to that guy. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow on the Morning Sickness. Hello!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be. 98.